慈悲的天父，我们满心感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天是你的主日，是圣日。
Today is your Sabbath day, your saint day.
我们众弟兄姐妹聚集在这里来敬拜你。
Our brother and sister gather here to worship you.
特别也是为着就职典礼的这样的一个崇拜，我们献上更大的感恩。
Especially we give thanks to the installation service of Minister Scott Shu.
求主你自己加上祝福。
May your blessing come upon us.
不只是今天，就是在来的日子，都看见主啊，你的恩惠满满在教会的当中。
Not just today, but also in the coming days, your blessing will be full in our church.
现在我们要继续用神的话来敬拜你。
For now, we continue to use your words to worship you, to glorify you.
求主你自己的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
在我们的心中打开我们心灵的眼睛。
Open our eyes, open our spiritual eyes.
将我们能够看见神话语的真理。
So we can see the truth through your words.
不但是头脑上面的知识。
Not just the knowledge in our head.
就是在我们心中的顺服，也都求主你自己施恩怜悯。
And may you bless our submission to you, Lord.
我们这样子感谢、祷告、祈求。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
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 请各位打开我们的周报，上面有两节的经文。
Please open the bulletin. There are two words in the bulletin.
第一节是记载在马太福音第十六章第十八节。
The first verse is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
在这里，耶稣说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。”
Verse 16, 18, and Jesus said, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build on."Church and the gates of hell will not overcome it.
这个是在耶稣的教训的当中首次提到教会。
This is the first time that Jesus mentioned in his teaching, church.
从这里开始，一直到整个新约的结束，有无数的教会的真理的教导。
From Matthew to the end of the Bible.He has a lot of teachings regarding the church.
我们发现这些教导都是从刚刚所读的这段经这节经文所延伸出来的。
And we can discover that all about church was originated from this verse.
换句话就是说，耶稣所讲的这一节经文是奠定了教会真理的基础。
And in another word.This was clear, set the standard, the truth about church.
在这节经文里面告诉我们两件事情。
In this verse, tell us two things.
第一，教会是主的。
First, church belongs to the Lord.
圣经告诉我们这个教会呢，是神的教会，是主的教会。
The Bible tells us the church belongs to God and also belongs to Jesus.
所以在那一节经文里面告诉我们说，耶稣说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
That's why Jesus said, "I will build the church on this rock."
这里明说，耶稣明说是我的教会。
Jesus said, "My church."
而且这个磐石并不是指着彼得。
And this rock didn't mean is Peter.
而是指着彼得所见证、所承认的是。这个主呢是基督，是永生神的儿子。
This is because this rock demonstrates what Peter said. Jesus is the Son of God and also the eternal God for the church.
教会的拥有者是我们的主。
And the Lord is the owner of the church.
圣经告诉我们说，教会如同七个灯台。
Because the Bible said, told us the church is like the seven lampstand.
主耶稣基督行在其中。
And Jesus dwelt among it.
教会好像是七星。
And also the church is like seven stars.
被握在主的手里。
And he has it holding on his hand.
这个行走，这个掌握，都是代表所有权。
The holding of the stars and also the church mean the authority.
这个所有权引申出来，主看顾保守。
This authority extended to mean that Jesus take care of all us and also protect us.
他供应，他有期盼。
He provides and he also longing.
他有理想，并且他使用。
And he has ideal and he wants to use.
哎呀，多少时候我们为着方便，我们说某某教会是哪一个主任牧师的教会？
A lot of time, inconvenience, we try to say, oh, this is somebody's church.
啊，有时候我们邀请人的时候，我们说，请你到我们的教会来。
And also, a lot of time when we invite people to the church, and we will say our church.
久而久之成了习惯，这个教会是我们的教会，是我的教会。
And in time, it became a habit that we say our church.
而这个习惯呢，不去注意是思想，久而久之呢，就成了一个态度。这个教会是我的。
And in time, this habit doesn't not only say it's a habit, but it built in we have a mindset that this is our church.
而这个态度呢，不再去仔细思想，久而久之呢，就变成事实。这个就是我的教会。
This mindset is not just say, We think that this is, but it's become the truth that this is our church.
所以教会呢，从主的教会变成是我的教会了。
So the church from the God's church turned into our church.
也就是说，我来控制了。
And that means I will take control.
我来主张了。
I will make all the decisions.
哎，为了要满足我的需要。
To satisfy what I need.
我想要实行我的做法了
，because I want to exercise what I'm.
啊，要发泄我的愿望了。
I want to fulfill my desire.
弟兄姐妹，假若教会里面只要有两个人有这样子的想法
，if there's only two persons in the church have this thinking，
岂不就是成为一个教会有两个老板了吗
？That means you have two bosses in the church.
那假如说教会有50个人，50个人都这么想法，你可以了解那个情况是什么情况了。
And you can imagine if 50 people has this thinking, then you have 50 balls and
纷争结党
，and fighting and gang up together.
吵架分裂是必然的。
Division and struggle will exist.
今天我们大家都是心里欢喜快乐，一同来崇拜，一同来参加徐正强弟兄的就任礼。
This morning we come together to have a joyful heart to celebrate worship Sunday and also the installation of Minister Xu.
教会是主的，既然是如此，我们就发现这个传道工人是神自己差遣到我们当中的。
And because church belongs to God, the minister and the co-worker are all ordained by God.
虽然我们经过了许许多多的开会、祷告，那么条件审查。
Even though we go through a lot of meetings, examination, and verification,
但是这个并不是我们自己的主张。
But that doesn't mean this was our decision.
而是来证实。神的旨意行在当中。
Through this, we see the will of God.
他是神的仆人。
He is God's servant.
不是我们的用人。
He is not our servant.
神来管理他。
God will discipline him.
由不得我们任意来管理。
It's not up to us to take control of him.
当我们在接触这样一件事情的时候，我们特别特别看重这样的一件事是不是神所这样的一个人是不是神所差派来的。
And as we came to the close of the selection of the minister, we can see if this is God's will.
虽然有许多的条件，但是在审核的当中，我们最最看重三件事。
Even though we went through a lot of procedure and meetings, but there are three things that we focus.
他爱不爱主
？Is he really love God？
他爱主的羊吗
？Does he love God's people？
他尊重神的话吗
？Does he respect God's words？
虽然大家的恩赐不一样。
Even though we have different gifts,
但是假若是神所差派来的，这三件事情应当是非常清楚的。
If he really sent by God, God will verify.
弟兄姐妹，我们这是心中充满了感恩。
Brother and sister, we are also thankful.
不过在这个时候，也让我很慎重向许弟兄提醒，这个地方不是发泄我们的理想。
And I really have to remind you that this is not the place to exercise your ideal.
我们是来发展神的理想的地方。
This is the place that we will exercise and fulfill the ideal of God.
我们深信 许弟兄来到这里做我们的传道人。
We truly believe that Scott should come here to become our minister.
既然是神所派来的，
if it's because it's God's will,
一定能够使教会更加的成为是主的教会，不是任何人的教会。
He will further. This is the church of God's church.
一直到世界末了，
till the end of time.
我们刚刚读的那一节经文，除了讲到这个教会是主的教会以外，还有第二方面。
Matthew 16:18 not only say this is God's church, also one more thing.
不但是主的教会，而且是一个得胜的教会。
This is not only a God's church, but this is also a church that overcome all the authority.
Victorious.
是一个
得胜的教会。因为圣经告诉我们说，阴间的权势都不能胜过。
Because the word says, he overcome the trial of faith.
这一节经文言下之意就是教会是一直在征战的当中。
This word means church is always in fighting.
教会一产生就是在征战的当中。
The first day the church was built, the fighting started.
有一句英文的表达，我中文都不知道怎么讲，想让你们比较清楚。这个教会呢是 born to fight.
There's an English saying, this church is born to fight.
因为如果不是征战，就没有所谓的胜负。
If there's no fighting, there's no win and lose.
既然是征战，那么就一定有敌人，有对头。
Since there's fighting, then it will be enemies and rivalry.
在这个地方，耶稣把那个对头，把那个敌人称作是阴间的权势。
In this verse, Jesus described it as the hell power.
所谓阴间的权势，就是死亡的权势，阴间嘛。
In that also means the death authority.
在圣经里面还有其他的名词来形容同样的一件事。
There are numerous descriptions.In the Bible, talk about this.
这个阴间的权势有时候被称作是撒旦。
Sometimes, the hell of death, also called Satan.
蛊蛇。
蛊蛇。
蛇。蛊蛇。Serpent.
Serpent.
Old serpent.
Serpent.
还有大龙。
And the dragon.
又叫做世界的王。
And the king of the world.
有时候他甚至装成光明的天使，那么在我们的当中。
And also sometimes he came as the lightning angel.
这个敌人呢，他一直在那边欺骗。
This enemy he continued to cheat us.
控告。
To accuse us.
试探。
To tempt us.
弄瞎人的眼睛。
He blind our spiritual eyes.
叫人没有永生的盼望
，so we will lose hope for eternity.
得不到赦罪的平安
，we don't get the peace of salvation.
没有办法来享受 神在神的大爱的当中那种满足喜乐的生活。
So we cannot enjoy the salvation and the peace in Christ.
对于这样的一个敌人跟对头，耶稣说教会一定是得胜的。
And when we are facing this enemy and opponents, the church will victor.
在我们所读的这个启示录第二段经文那边就很清楚告诉我们，教会是凭着三方面的工作来得胜这个敌人的。
And in this second verse in Revelation, there are three things that we will win over Satan.
第一，弟兄得胜他，就是这个敌人，是因着羔羊的血。
First is we win because of the blood of Lamb of God.
我们都知道这个羔羊的血是指着我们主耶稣基督在哥哥他的十字架上被钉，为我们舍身流血来说的。
This Lamb of God, the blood of God is mean Jesus crucified on the cross and died for us.
原来我们的得胜并不是在乎我们的才干。
Our victory does not based on our wisdom or knowledge.
也不是我们的意志力。
It's not because our will.
或者是我们的能力。
Or our ability.
更加不是我们的那种德行。
It's not also not because of our work.
Virtue.
有
很多时候我们听到那种所谓的现代心理学的所提倡的，哎呀，乐观，乐观就能够克服很多问题。
It's not like the modern psychology say, if you are optimist, then you will win.
或者是我们必须要正面思想，不要有负面思想，我们就能够克服很多问题。
If we have positive thinking, then we will win.
圣经在这里告诉我们，都不是这些东西。
But the Bible tells us.It's not all there.
得胜这个阴间的权势，第一就是羔羊的血。
You overcome the gate of hell is the blood of Lamb of God.
换句话就是说，凭信心来接受并且宣告主已经为我死而复活了。
In another word is, God overcome it because He died for us and win over Satan.
并且他用他的死败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
And he also used his death to destroy Satan.
叫一切信靠他的人都能够脱离罪的辖制。
So whoever believes in him will be relieved from the bondage of sin.
从阴间的权势的当中得着释放。
From the bondage of gate of hell to freedom.
在耶稣基督里成了一个新造的人。
In Christ, he or she will become a new creation.
你我我们不必为着自己挣扎出一条得胜的道路。
You and I does not have to struggle for victory.
盼望我们在中的在座的弟兄姐妹，或者是慕道友，我们真的能够来基督里享受这羔羊的血。
And we hope that our brother and sister and the truth seeker will enjoy this salvation.
这个得胜的第二个条件是自己所见证的道。
The second factor to victory is himself, his way.
所谓见证自己的道的意思，就是把神的道借着我们的生活把它见证出来。
To witness His way, Christ's way is through the living life of Christian.
或者是说，把神的道用生活的实际把它表现出来。
Or as a Christian, we live through our daily life.With the model of Christ.
魔鬼并不怕我们做一个圣经学者呀。
Satan, he does not afraid that we become a Bible scholar.
并不是圣经学者不好，但是那个不是得胜的一个要素。
I don't mean that don't become a Bible scholar, but that's not the factor to win over Satan.
也不怕你我，我们做一个神学专家，那么呢，懂得这种奥秘的道理，那么做好像一个行动的圣经百科全书，什么都懂，这个魔鬼也不怕。
Satan doesn't fear that we become a Bible encyclopedia.
并不是我们懂得圣经很多不好，但是那个并不是得胜的要素。
That doesn't mean that it's not good to know a lot of Bible, but that's not the fact to win.
魔鬼不怕我们的学位，也不怕我们的文凭，也不怕我们有证书，什么都不怕。
Satan, he does not fear of our degree or our certificate.
他最怕的，我们能够得胜的，乃是用自己的生活把神的道见证出来。
Satan fear the most is we live our life and radiant the light of Christ.
哎呀，弟兄姐妹，我想我们都还记得，我们说这个神的道是圣灵的宝剑，我们都了解这句话。
And we also know that God's word is the sword for the battle.
但是神的道若不见证出来，表示说，那个宝剑呢，一直放在刀鞘的里面，没得用的。
But if we don't use God's word and live out His way in our life, that means we didn't use the sword to fight.
多少的人啊，主是信了，啊，圣经也读了，但是呢，却没有把道见证出来，还是失败的基督徒。
A lot of believers they accept Christ, but they never live out Christ.Then they are failed.
第三，得胜的要素乃是不爱惜自己的生命。
The third factor is you do not cherish your life in the flesh.
所谓不爱惜自己的生命的意思，就是在主里面，因着他的爱，因着他的美善，我们愿意把自己放下，将自己的生命。看作是便宜的。
This means we will give up our life to for God's perfection to testify for Him to win.
你知道这个不爱惜这三个字是当时候的商业用词啊。
You know this word do not cherish is the commercial words they used back in those days.
这不爱惜，或者是可以把它解释成为 consider it cheap.
Yeah, it may say consider it cheap.
不爱惜是商业名词。
Yeah, it's a commercial word.
就是说我们在买东西的时候呢，那么这个货品呢，一家一家的比较。
That means that we go for shopping and we compare prices between stores.
啊，等到你发现了。啊，一个货品是上等货品的时候呢，你就把次等、三等的货品呢看作是便宜啊。
And that means that you view the lowest grade good as the top quality good.
换句话就是说，在我们的这样的一生当中，我们发现这个主耶稣基督是我们生命的最最重要的中心点。
And through our lives, we discover.Jesus is the most important thing and important point of our lives.
因此，我们把这个优先次序改一改，他是优先，啊，我呢就变成是啊外系。
So we'll change our priority that God Jesus become the first priority, we become second ourselves.
就因为圣经里面从来没有告诉我们要平衡我们的生活，圣经乃是告诉我们要建立起一个优先次序。
The Bible never tells us to balance our lives with God, but to set the priority that He's the first.
好多人都是想要怎么来平衡我的生活。
A lot of people try to balance our lives.
结果呢，就好像马戏班的人一样啊。
It is like.The person in the circus acrobat.
那些耍把戏的
they juggle with the balls.
你知道有一个把戏呢？那么在台子上面有十根那么细细的杆子，十根。
Remember, there's an acrobat that they are 10 sticks on the stage.
那么呢，他拿这个十个盘子，那么把第一个盘子放在第一根的这个竹子上面，然后把这个竹子摇动摇动，让盘子在上面转动。
And he first shake the first stick and then spring the plate on top of it.
那这个盘子就不掉下来。
And then that plate will not fall down.
赶快把第二个盘子放在第二根竹子的上面。
And then he quickly went to the second stick and do the same thing.
然后把第三个盘子放进去
，and then continue to the third one。
他第三个盘子放上去的时候，第一个盘子的速度慢下来，好像要掉下来。
And then while he spring on the third stick, and then the first stick is seemingly slow。
所以他赶紧跑到第一根那边，再把它加速。
So he has to dash over to the first stick to spring fast。
然后又跑到第四根、第五根，赶快再把盘子放上去。
And then continuously to go to the fourth one, fifth one, sixth one.
在台子上面跑来跑去。
And then he dashed over left and right to manage the spinning plate.
为了要保持这十个盘子都不掉下。
So all the ten plates do not fall down.
很多时候我们的生活就是这样子的在平衡的。
A lot of time we, our life is, we try to struggle like that.
疲于奔命啊。
We feel so exhausted,
累啊
so tired.
魔鬼在那边袖手旁观，他都不必做任何事。
Satan was on the side laughing. He does not have to do anything.
注定你自己心灵空虚失败。
You are destined to be empty and fail.
圣经要告诉我们，在我们的一生的当中，把耶稣基督当为我们的第一优先。
The Bible tells us Jesus has to be our first.
这个叫做不爱惜自己的生命。
This means we don't cherish or treasure our life.
耶稣明明告诉我们，凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命。
Frankly speaking, Jesus told us who cherish their own life will lose it.
凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Whoever give up themselves for me and the gospel, they will gain life.
建立起这样的一个优先次序，降服基督必然得胜。
He set up this priority, you surrender to Christ and you will become a victor.
我相信神带领徐传道到我们的当中。
We know that God sent Minister Scott to us.
成为我们教会的一个肢体之一。
And become one of the body of Christ in here.
借着他的信仰生活带领。
Through his faith, religion, and his life and prayer.
使整个教会能够进入到一个得胜的教会的。
And bring our church to the role of victory.
就是帮助我们的传道，并且是也帮助我们的教会。
May God help Minister Scott Shu and our church.
啊，以下是受职与回应。
This is the installation and response time.
谢谢。现在我们邀请徐正强弟兄来到我前面，在众人面前，在神面前接受并回应做本教会基督福音工人的职分。Now we would like to invite